702. Mandy Wiener.
Weekdays, 12 to 1 p.m.
An exclusive story in News 24 this morning containing a leak out of pharmaceutical company Pfizer, telling us that South African health officials didn't respond to requests for months and months to talk about COVID-19 vaccines. Our health officials were allegedly not responding to requests from Pfizer to discuss a potential uptake of its vaccines. But now, with a mad scramble, health officials are pushing Pfizer hard for a limited supply. Let's speak to Kyle Cowan, News 24 investigative reporter who wrote that story. Kyle, welcome to the Midday Report. Thank you for your time. Tell us about this phone call, who was involved, and what does it tell us about what was going on behind the scenes?
Thank you, Mandy. A pleasure to be on, as always. Yes, so this phone call happened on the 29th of December between a senior Pfizer employee and a Northern Cape self-described businessman and politically active person by the name of Mr. Freeman Bengu. Now, Mr. Bengu says he phoned up Pfizer because he was growing increasingly concerned that there didn't seem to be much information out around vaccines and when we would be getting them. And the content of the conversation leads one to believe that he was definitely, you know, looking towards trying to litigate against government effectively to try and open up the vaccine procurement process. This is the first really tangible evidence, Mandy, that we have that, you know, of the criticism, that government was slow off the mark in terms of reaching deals with these vaccine makers. And this is someone from inside one of the world's biggest pharmaceutical companies explaining this to a South African businessman.
And that's so important, Carl, because we know that there have been, you know, these rumblings, and we know that government didn't act fast enough. But now this is really tangible, as you said. It gives us a window into what was going on behind the scenes about just how slow we were and that we didn't respond to this uptake. What response from government on this?
So far, no response. We did ask them. We've asked them repeatedly over the last couple of weeks to confirm key dates that they have met with various manufacturers, because in the process of our investigations into this, we are finding out that this is a common theme, that there were meetings in June or July early last year, and after that, not much happened. Now, the health department has said previously that the reason they didn't want to engage and pay money that could potentially be lost if these vaccines didn't prove effective was because the safety and efficacy data of these vaccines were not really available yet. Now, to be clear, Pfizer announced the results of their phase 3 trials on the 18th of November. It is now the 20th of January. If we really had been talking to them since July, one would have expected a deal to be done by now.
Absolutely. Carl Cowan, News 24 reporter, thank you for your time. Go have a look at that story that he's written in News 24 this morning. And it's so important because it does show us what was going on behind the scenes. But government saying that there are NDAs that can't discuss this stuff anyway, so they're unlikely to even give a response or clarity on that.